Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chof Gimel, and we will begin on the top, the very first word of daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. So yesterday, daf Yomi began the second perek in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. The perek began with a halacha: Ein mamidin behema bepundekoyis shel oivdei kechavim. You're not allowed to place a behema with an oivdei kechavim. They chshud the malaravir because the oivdei kechavim is chashud on arayos, not just arayos, but even arayos with behemas. And as a result, you have to be concerned that maybe the oivdei kechavim is going to be roiveya, this animal. An oivdei kechavim is not allowed to be a roiveya, an animal. Revia is one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Like Rashi said, v'yesh kan lifnei ivar loisitei michshol is lifnei ivar, even though it's a ben noyach. Pnei Yeshua says it's only midrabbana, but the bottom line is there's a halacha that you're not allowed to place a behema. The Gemara asked the Kasha, "V'remini loicha behema lekarbon? You're allowed to buy a behema from an oivdei kechavim for a carbon. Ve'in choishishin, and we're not concerned. Loi mishum reiveya, ve'loi mishum nirva, ve'loi mishum mukta, ve'loi mishum neva." One of the things the Braisa says you don't have to be concerned of when you buy a behema from an oivdei kechavim is that maybe this behema was once sodomized, it was taken advantage of. As a result, it would be possible for a carbon. If you're going to tell me that if the kechavim are chshudin al arvia, then why is it that you're allowed to buy a behema that you're now going to be makdish to use as a carbon? We know that an animal that's a nirva is possible to be a carbon. So the Gemara said a teretz. The Gemara said that the only time an evi kechavim is chashan arvia is with your animal. An evi kechavim will sodomize somebody else's animal, but his own animal, no, he doesn't want to do that because he's afraid he may injure it, and there may be some financial impact as a result of what it is he did. Thus, you yourself, a yid that wants to take his animal and be maimedit b'pum the kosher levi kechavim, that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do. But at the same time, if you want to buy the evi kechavim's animal, you have nothing to worry about. There's no chash that maybe it's a nirva. The Gemara begins with a second teretz to this kasha. Ravina, maloi kasha, holy katchila, hodi evid, our Mishnah that said ein mamidim behema b'pum the kosher levi kechavim. That's the katchila. Meaning, the katchila, you're supposed to be concerned that oivdei however, after the fact, you don't have to be concerned. So in halacha, very often, you find chilukim, distinctions between the katchila and b'diyevet. This is an example of that. It's not a steer. The Mishnah is talking about the katchila. The Braisa is talking about b'diyevet. The Kachavim already has this animal. Do you have to be concerned that he was reveya the animal? The answer is not. Says the Gemara, not him, b'dishani bin l'katchila bin b'diyevet. Where do you find? Is there any precedence when it comes to being choshed a benoyach, being choshed an oivdei kechavim, that there's a nafgamina and halacha between the katchil and the evid? The Gemara says yes. The Tanan, the Mishnah had said loy tesiachet isha imahem. It was the second halacha in the Mishnah. A Jewish woman, shouldn't find herself in a yichud situation with an oivdei kechavim mipnei shechshud an alu arayis. Just like the choshed on revia, they also choshed on arayis. The Gemara says, "Rabbi, I'll ask you a kasha ishish." And nechav shabiyei oivdei kechavim. If oivdei kechavim took a Jewish woman captive, al yidei mamon, if the reason they're holding her hostage is because they want some sort of ransom, they want money, muteres labayla. The halacha is that we could assume that she wasn't violated. Thus, if and when she's released, she's going to be mutter to her husband. You don't have to be concerned that maybe something happened. Rashi says maybe she was mazana beratzin, or if she's an eshes kayin, even if something happened by oinus, you don't have to be worried that something took place. Al yidei nefashos, however, if the reason she was taken captive was because the captors were threatening to kill her, so it had nothing to do with ransom, it had nothing to do with money that they were trying to get, but simply these people wanted to kill her. Then the halach is asur labayla. What's the kasha? You see from here, al yidei mamon muteres labayla. Why al yidei mamon muteres labayla? Why is the halacha that if oivdei kechavim take a Jewish woman hostage, the halacha is that when she's released, she's mutter to her husband? Let's assume she's an eshes kayin. An eshes kayin, shenensa, if she was mezana ba'oides, it was against her will, she was raped. Still, the halacha is that she's also labayla. So if oivdei kechavim achoshet an arayoy, so why is it that she's going to be mutter labayla? El alav, you have to say, shma minoshani lach ben lekatchilu d'yevet. The chiluk must be lekatchilu b'dyevet. And our Mishnah that says that that's talking about the katchila. This halacha that says that b'di'evet ha'isha shenech b'sho b'dei oivdei kechavim ha'yidei mamim muteres l'bailo, that's b'di'evet. So you see this precedence as it relates to isha as it relates to chshudin alo arayos between the katchila and the evidence, it makes sense as it relates to revia that you should say the same thing. But the Gemara says, "Mi ma'idlo I'll tell you afilu the evidence, not mi loy." I don't think you have precedence. Meaning, Ravina, you want to say a chiluk between the katchila and the evidence, you could say the chiluk. The svara is definitely a rational svara, but you think you have precedence from this halacha because you had a stira on the one hand. The Mishnah says like to say achad isha imam, and then we have another halacha that says ha'isha shenech b'shal yedei mamam muteris labaylo. It's not a kasha. You want to know why al yedei mamam she's muteris labaylo? V'halacha hainu time of the misyari mishum hefsim amoyne. What are these people thinking? The captors, what are they thinking? They're thinking that they're going to take this woman hostage. They're going to offer to release her for a certain amount of money, and they think that they're going to get that mummy. The problem is, if they're going to violate this woman now, the chances of them getting the money is going to decrease. In their minds anyways. Because they feel that if the husband knows that this woman wasn't touched, then maybe he's going to pay the money. But once she was defiled, she was violated, at that point, there's a chashash that maybe they're not going to get the money. Therefore, there's really no concern. And says the Gemara, Teda, I'll prove it to you. Because the Ketani is safer. What did the Sefer say? Al Yidei Nefashos, Asur Labayla. You see that they're Be'etzem Choshed on Arayas. Because if they would take this woman hostage with the intent of killing her, we assume that before they killed her, they were definitely Mezana with her. There's nothing to talk about. Why then Al Yidei Mamon, is there no such concern? Because over there, they're thinking about the money. If they're thinking about the money, they don't want to do something that's going to risk their chances of losing the money. So the bottom line is really the Yidei Kechavim are Choshed on Arayas. They're Choshed the Katchila. That's why I'd like to say Achad Isha Imam, and that Chashud even B'di'evin, which is why Al Yudei Nefashos Ha'isha Shenech B'Shav Yadev Dikachav Masru Labayt. You want to know Al Yudei Mamon is a separate cheshman. So you want to bring precedence for this chil between the Chil B'di'evin. You have no precedence, says the Gemara, something that it doesn't usually say. V'sulay Midi. There's nothing else that we need to discuss on this topic. We said everything we need to say. Meaning, Ravina said a nice teretz, Lo'ikasha Holokat Chil B'di'evin. In terms of Uminot Temra, you have precedence. There's no precedence. Rapada said a third teretz. Like Kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanon. Again, we have a stira. The Mishnah says, "Ein ma'midin behemo bepundekoy shalayv dekechavim mepnei chshudan al revia." So you see that oiv dekechavim achoshed on revia. So add this to the list of halachos and mesechtes of avodah zarah, halachos that relate to oiv dekechavim, to the pagans of yesteryear. This is a halacha. They were choshed on revia. But where is the kasha? A braisa that says it's a tesefta in the second parak of mesechtes of avodah zarah that you're allowed to buy a behema from an oiv dekechavim, be maktish that behema, use it as a carbon. Now a behema that was a nirva is puzzle. So, are they choshed on revira? Are they not choshed on revira? Pada said, "Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanon." It's really machlokes tanoim. The Mishnah is going according to one Tana. The Braisa that Teseft is going according to the other Tanoim. The Tana we learned in the Mishnah, Gabi Paras Chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says Paras Chatos is the Para Aduma. Rabbi Eliezer says it's a Mishnah Mesechtes Para that the Para that was used for the Para Aduma cannot be bought from a guy. By the way, the Gemara on tomorrow's daf is going to ask from the well-known story of Dama ben Asina. Dama ben Asina didn't want to wake his father up. He had tremendous kibbut of aim, and Hashem repaid him. He had a para adum. It's Gemara's kasha. But for now, Rabbi Eliezer says it's a Mishnah Masechtes Para that Rabbi Eliezer oimer inini keches mino evdik chavim chavim atirim chavim say it's mutter. Zok to Gemara my time. What's the beer in the machloikis between Rabbi Lez and the Chachavim? Says the Gemara, it makes a lot of sense to say Rabbi Lez. The assumption is that if a nirva is possible for a carbon, then the paraduma couldn't be a nirva either. Thus, if we have a machloikis, Rabbi Lez and the Chachavim, whether a behema that was bought from a guy is kosher to be used as paraduma or not, presumably the machloikis is the shayla. Do we have to suspect that this animal is a nirva or not? Rabbi Eliezer that says that you can't use a para that you bought from a goy to use as a para aduma. He holds that oiv de kechavim achoshed on revia. That's our Mishnah. The chachamim that are matirim, the chachamim that say that you could buy a para from an oiv de kechavim to use for a para aduma, they hold that the oiv de kechavim were not choshed on revia. That's the price. That's it. You're allowed to buy behemoths for karbonis. It's the furish chachamim regarding para aduma. It extends itself to karbonis as well. Bottom line, Rapada said, at first glance, a very reasonable teretz. He said, Zei Geshmak, it seems to be a machloik, is Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Because if not, how else are you going to understand that machloik is Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether you can buy a behemoth from a guy and use it for a parah aduma? Presumably, the machloik is whether the chashan revir, the not chashan and revir. That's the easy way to reconcile this theory. But the Gemara says, no. Me, my dilma, the kule amalei chashan and revir. Maybe both Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim hold that the Chachamim are not chashan and revir. If so, why does Rebbe Eliezer hold that you can't buy a behemoth from a guy and use it for a parah aduma? If somebody would place a sack on top of the parah aduma would be possible. Ube'egla, if somebody would place a sack on top of an egel that's being used for the egel arufa, it wouldn't be possible, unless it schlepped it a little bit. The background to this halacha, of course, is that the only time the parah was kosher to be used as the parah aduma is if it never did any work. The same is true with regards to the egel arufa. The egel arufa had to be an egel that no work was ever done with. However, if you look in the Lashon HaPasuk, when the Pasuk says that the parah had to be something that never did work, and the egel, there's a subtlety. By the egel, the Lashon HaPasuk is Ashaloi Moshcha Ba'oil. By the parah, the Lashon HaPasuk is Ashaloi Ola Oleh Oil. Loy ola le oil sounds like there was never an oil, never a yoke even placed on top of the animal. Egel, placing it itself isn't an issue. It's ashalei mashcha ba'oil. Thus, you have this halacha. Niach aleim oydashal sakin by the parah is possible, because that's already a violation of this pasuk. Ashalei ola le oil. By egel, it says ashalei mashcha ba'oil. Thus, achetim shechba, then it's going to be possible. What's the bottom line? It's very easy for the parah aduma to become possible. All you have to do is put something on it. Once you put an oil on it, it's over. So, maybe that's the machloikas Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham. Marasov v'chayshinon, marasov v'lechayshinon. Maybe Rebbe Eliezer held that you can't buy a parah from a guy because you're going to have to trust the guy now that he never put an oil on it. It's so mistaber that something would have happened to the parah in terms of oil, in terms of work. Thus, it says, I do a revia. Maybe everybody holds an achayish for revia. As I do it, arsugya. There's a sheet of Rebbe Eliezer that says you can't buy a behemoth from a guy. Maybe it's related to work, but the Gemara says, it's not mistaber. Because everybody knows, even though if they can cover me, the Jews pay top dollar, good money, for the parah aduma. And they must have known the halachas because, having a parah aduma was like winning the lottery, like with what happened with Dama ben Azina. So it's not mistaber that somebody that has an animal that might be a kosher parah aduma would put an oil on top of it. So to be concerned that they would do that is not mistaber. Zokta Gemara, but if that's the case, then what's the alternative option? Rebbe Eliezer is not worried that maybe somebody put an oil on it. Why not? Because nobody's going to lose out on the potential windfall that you get from having a parah aduma for putting an oil. But what he is concerned about, Rebbe Eliezer says, possible. So what is he concerned about? That maybe somebody was reveyed. It's for a little bit of anah. This person is going to lose all this. The Gemara says, yes. This is already arayis. Arayis is a whole different thing. And being that it's a whole different thing, this yitzrei toikvai, as a result, there we're concerned that he's not going to be able to overcome his Yetzahara and he's going to literally throw everything away for a Hana Purta. But as it relates to putting in oil, there's no Hana. Being that there's no Hana, there you're not concerned. But the Gemara says, I still don't think it's moved. Vidilma says the Gemara, the Kuli Amaloi Chashin Lervia. Maybe really everybody holds Yinachayish for a fear. Sai Rebbe Eliezer, Sai the Chacham. Meaning, even Rebbe Eliezer holds you not chayish. Any time Rebbe Eliezer, what's from Rebbe Eliezer? The Tani Sheila. My time with Rebbe Eliezer. The Dabrel Bnei Yisrael VeYikchu Eilach. This is the first pasuk in Parashas Chukas. We know the beginning of the pasuk. Zoyis Chukas Atayra, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemer. But the pasuk continues. Dabrel Bnei Yisrael VeYikchu Eilach Parah Aduma Tmima Asher Ein Bamum Asher Loi Ola Oleha Oil. Said Rav Sheila, you want to know? Time of the Rebbe Eliezer, because the pasuk says the Abra Bnei Yisrael v'yitchu eilecha Bnei Yisrael yakichu ve'ino ivde kechavim yakichu. Look at how he darshan in the pasuk. Pashit, it's Dabra Bnei Yisrael v'yitchu. Go tell the Yidden they should take a paraduma. Dabra Bnei Yisrael v'yakichu. Only Bnei Yisrael could sell the paraduma. A goy can't sell the paraduma. So Bnei Yisrael yakichu ve'ino ivde kechavim. Yakichu, meaning it's a pasuk, it's a drasha. Again, it has nothing to do with Revia, and has nothing to do with Arsugi. But the Gemara says, Lysolka Daitach, how could that be? The Tani Sefer, the Sefer says, V'choni Rebbe Eliezer, place of V'choni Gemara Skula. Rebbe Eliezer didn't just say that the para aduma couldn't be bought from a guy, but really all karbanos, all animals that were going to be used for a carbon, couldn't be bought from a guy. If you're going to tell me that Pshan Rebbe Eliezer is, it's exeris hakasav in the parasha para aduma. It says davra b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu. Then bishleim a para ksiv b'kicha elo kulo karbanos ksiva kicha ksivu. Does it say kicha by the other karbanos? But the Gemara says v'dilma. Additionally, right again. So Shayla said that Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer that says that you can't buy a behemoth from a guy and use it for the Parah Aduma has nothing to do with Revia. Thus, it has nothing to do with Arsugya. It's not because there's a chashash that maybe somebody put an oil on top of it. It's a Gzeris HaKosav. So the Gemara asks, kasha number one is Rabbi Eliezer said is Halacha by Shah Kabanas as well. So it's true that this reason would be a good reason if it was only by Parah Aduma. But being Rabbi Eliezer extended his halacha to all karbanos, how are you going to explain that? And the Gemara continues, additionally, we can argue that maybe the Rabbanon that argue with Rabbi Eliezer only argue with Rabbi Eliezer bepara de dameo yakrim aval bishar karbanos moidule. Maybe even the Rabbanon, the Gemara is coming back now and saying, that argue with Rabbi Eliezer, that hold that you could buy a para from a guy and use it for a Parah Aduma. And working with the assumption that Rabbi Eliezer that said you can't is because he was chayish for Revia. What did the Rabbanon hold? So you'll tell me the Rabbanon hold you're not chayish for Revia at all. That was Rapada's teretz. Rapada wanted to reconcile the kasha between the Mishnah and the Braisa by saying it's really machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. But the Gemara says that, I don't know if that's true, because maybe even the Rabbanon are only not chayish for Revia. Till now we've been discussing Shittas Rabbi Eliezer. But maybe even the Rabbanon that are not Chayish for Revia are only not Chayish for Revia by the Parah Aduma, because it's very expensive. Right, it was a Chiddush that we said Rabbi Eliezer holds that people were aware of the potential value of the Parah Aduma, but because Yitzrei Taikfai, okay, so Rabbi Eliezer holds that the guy can't control himself, he's going to be Mezana with a Behema, even though it means he might lose millions of dollars. Beseder. But maybe that's what the Rabbanon argued. But the Gemara says that can't be, because Velahad Tanya, who then is going to be the Tana of the Braisa? It has to be somebody. There is a Braisa that says you're allowed to buy a Behema from a guy to use as a carbon. It's definitely not Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer said before it's not that way. Who is it going to be? For Tanya Behedya, not just that, the Braisa that says, there's a Braisa that talks a little bit about, we're going to see this in detail in tomorrow's stuff, that the Rabbanon, they came with tainas, guns blazing on Rabbi Eliezer. They asked from a whole bunch of psukim in Nach. Tomorrow's daf is going to be a smorgasbord of different parshiyos of Nach that we're going to have to reacquaint ourselves with a little bit. I mean, just really small parts of it. But a little bit of Perek Chelek. But we're going to have a lot of Nach. And they asked, the Rabbanu did from a whole bunch of different psukim, where you see that the Yidden took animals from Goyin and they brought it as Garbanis. One of them was a pasuk that says, Kol tzoyin keidar yikav tzulach yalu l'ratzayin al mizbechi. So the Rabbanu said, you see, Rabbi Eliezer, you're wrong. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says they took all the tzoyin keidar. But the bottom line is, right, tzoyin keidar, these Gentile animals, and they were makriv it as Garbanis. But what do you see from the Rabbanu's time? You see from the Rabbanon's Taino that the Rabbanon hold that it's mutter to use any behema as that's bought from a guy for any carbon. They didn't just say their halacha by Parah Aduma that it's mutter because the Parah Aduma is so expensive, it's only over there that you're not chayish for Revia. But with regards to all Karbanos, you're not chayish for Revia. So what's the bottom line? You ain't got to drop technical. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that Rapadas gave the third teretz to the stira. We had a stira. The Mishnah said, you can't trust a guy with your animal because you have to be concerned that he may be revea your animal. You've been going with the evil seat the michel. The kasha was, you're allowed to buy an animal from a guy, use it as a carbon, even though a nirva is puzzle for a carbon. What do you see from here? You're not concerned. So are you concerned that they're not concerned? So yesterday, the Gemara gave a teretz. The Gemara said that a guy is chashed to use somebody else's animal, but his own animal, that already is not going to use. Ravina said on the top of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Rapada said, Rabbi Eliezer, Harabbanon. Rabbi Eliezer that says in Masechtas Parah, clearly, that you can't buy an animal and use it for the Parah Aduma, you can't buy an animal and use it for the carbon, he's the Tan of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is going according to who? Rabbi Eliezer. He's the one that says, this Brisa that says, that's going according to the Rabbanon. But the Gemara now digresses for a moment. The whole machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Whether or not you can buy an animal from a guy and use it for the Parah Aduma is predicated on, are you chayish that the animal was nirva? Are you chayish that the Oivet Kechavim is choshen on Raviyah or not? It's all, are you chayish or are you not chayish? But let's say you would know for sure, we know for a fact that the guy was reveya, he sodomized this animal. Possible. And there's no question, it will be possible. The whole shayla is there a chash or is there not a chash? But if we knew for sure that the animal was a nirva, meaning one thing is clear in the sugya, a takeaway from Vaydazar Daf Chaf Gimel is that a para aduma, that's a nirva, is possible. Frank the Gemara, a gavaldig akasha. Shma mina, the para kachem is beachi, lachura. This should be proof that the para aduma was kachem is beach. Which is a tremendous chiddush. The kachim bed kabayis mi mifsel bar raviyah. Because if it's kachim bed kabayis, should the fact that it's raviyah be possible? What does that mean? We know that there's two types of hekdesh. So whenever you talk about hekdesh, there's some subclasses, which is much more negeya when you learn say the kachim. But for this purpose, there's kachim mizbeach and there's kachim bed kabayis. Kachim mizbeach is when something's hekdesh, but the purpose of the thing that's hekdesh is to go on the mizbeach. So if somebody takes an animal and he says this animal should be an oil, it's going to be kachem mizbeach. An animal's roi the mizbeach. It's something that has kedushas mizbeach. It's called kachem mizbeach. Yayin, soyle, shemen, anything that's roi lehakrova that was huktash with toiras hakrova gets the status of kachem mizbeach. Everything else is kachem bedekabayis. So for example, if someone's makdish money can't go on the mizbeach, what are you going to do with money? Buy things with it, things that could go on the mizbeach, but it's not something that intrinsically is roi lakrov. Being that it's not something that's roi lakrov, it would be kachem bedekabayis. If someone's makdish zov, kesef, nechoshes, is in the beginning of parshas truma. So those things are not things that are roi lakrov. As a result, they're kachem bedekabayis literally means the maintenance of, but it doesn't, it's not exclusive to that. Anything that wasn't Roy Lakrova was Kachem Bedekabayis. Anything that was Roy Lakrova, it was Kachem Mizbeach. In Lumdis, the chiluk between Kachem Mizbeach and Kachem Bedekabayis is Kachem Mizbeach, we look at the heft itself as being Kachem. Kachem Bedekabayis, it's the underlying value. It's the money that this chefetz is worth. That's really Kaddish. It's Kedushas Dom, if it's not Kedushas Akov, but these are, again, these are sugyas that are outside the scope of what we need for this morning. Paradum, is a Kachem Mizbeach or is a Kachem Bedek Abayis? The Paraduma wasn't a carbon. What was the Paraduma brought for? Somebody was Tamei Meis. The only way to become Tahar and not be Tamei Meis anymore was you had to go through the Tahira process. Part of it which was you had to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma. Yeh Mashlishi, Yeh Mashvi, that's Parshas Parah. That's the beginning of Parshas Chukas. The Parah Aduma was not a carbon. It was a vehicle. It was something that was used to make people tar. The reason we're all Tamei in Bezman Hazeh is because unfortunately we've all come in some contact with the maize, Tumas oil or whatever it is, and once somebody's Tamei maize, the only way to not be Tamei maize Midda Iraisa is if he gets cleansed by the Parah Aduma. I mean that we don't have a Parah Aduma in Bezman Hazeh. We wake up in the morning Tamei. It's a fact. There's nothing we can do about that. We're all Tmei Hei Meis. That's the Chiddush of the Ravid. Where the Ravid wanted to say a Chiddush that maybe a Koyim Bezman Hazeh is allowed to be Metamet to a Meis. Because anyway, it's Tmei Meis. What's the difference? You're just being Meis of Tuma La Tuma, the famous Ravid in Hilchas Nazirus, and the Yehud and Dalkum Ravava discussed some Sefer and Truvas, Rav Nassan Adler. Right? We've discussed these things when we learn Masechtas Nazir in very great detail. But the bottom line is, we're all Tamei Meis there because we don't have the Parah Aduma, which is the vehicle. That is the way that we're going to be taught. Where was the Parah Aduma brought, meaning it was shechted, there was some sort of process, there was even zrikas, but again, it wasn't a carbon. It was on Har HaZeisim. That's what it was. It was not on Har HaZeisim. It wasn't a carbon. So the chur, if it wasn't a carbon, it's kachet bedek abayis. Freit, the Gemara, gavaldik akasha. It's true there's a halach of a nirva, but the halach of a rive and a nirva, that's in kachet mizbeach. That's a carbon. A carbon can't be a rive and a nirva. If somebody would go and he would be matlish, he says, I have an animal, it was sodomized once, but it's worth $1,000. I want to donate it, I want to pledge it to Bedek Abayis. Bedek Abayis is going to take it. They're going to take it, they're going to sell it, they're going to use the money and do whatever they have to do with it. It's not worse than Eitzim and Avonim and Zav, Kesef and Achoshes. It's not something that they won't take. Now, to bring it as a carbon, so Frank the Gemara Kasha, L'chura, the Paradum was Kachi Bedek HaBayis. That's what you would think until you learned the Sugya. But from this Sugya says the Gemara, Shmani, no. Could we spar the Paro Kachi Mizbeach Yi Kachi Bedek HaBayis Mivav Sol Baravio? So the Gemara says, Shani Paro, the Chatas Kari Rachmada. You're right. Really, the Paro is Kachi Bedek HaBayis. It wasn't a carbon. It was brought on Haram Mishcha. It was brought on Har HaZeisim. So if it was brought on Har HaZeisim, there's no way that you can look at it as Kachi Bedek HaBayis. If that's the case, why is there a Psal Nirva? Because when the Pasuk talks about the Parah Aduma, so the Pasuk says, Va'asaf ish tahar es efer ha-parah, v'hiniach michutz la-machene b'makam tahar, v'hoysal adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mein nida chatosi. Now chatos over there doesn't mean it's a carbon chatos. Chatos there means it's metaher. That's what the word chatos means. I am the unkelis, I am the rash. That's what it means. But chatos, you're invoking the name chatos. Chatos is the carbon. It's kachi kadoshim. It's a carbon. We look at it as a chatos, and we say that just like a carbon chatos, if it was a nerve, it would be possible. So to the paraduma, if it's a nerve, it's going to be possible. So, but the Gemara says, if that's the case, so now you need the whole Shulchan Aruch, the whole Rambam and Hilchas Psuli HaMikdoshim should suddenly apply to Paraduma. Do you possibly Yotze Daifin, an animal that's a Yotze Daifin, meaning it wasn't born naturally. It was like a C-section. There was a Yotze Daifin. So the halacha is it should be Pachite. Now you're going to tell me, yeah, it's true, because a Yotze Daifin is possible for carbon. If it's possible for carbon, it should be possible for Paraduma. Lamatanyo, Hikdisha, the Yotze Daifin, Psula, Rab Shimon Machsha, it's a Machloikis, Rab Shimon, the Chachamim. So according to the Chachamim, it's very good. A Yotze Daifin is in fact possible. Why is it possible? Because even though the Paraduma is Bedek HaBayis, but Chatos Kari Rachmana, the Pasuk says, the main nida chatosi. But how do you understand Rab Shimon? But the Gemara says one second. Maybe it's Rab Shimon l'shitasi. Damo yoytzei daifin vlad ma'al yehu. Rab Shimon happens to hold in another area in halacha where you find that the chachamim distinguish between a baby that was born naturally versus a baby that's a yoytzei daifin that Rab Shimon argues. I'm Rab Yechanan. Where's this halacha with regards to tumas yoledes? So tumas yoledes is something that's outlined in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Zachar nekeva. Does he make tumah? Does he make tyra? 733, 1466. Right, we know these halachas at the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Now, the Chachamim say that the only time these halachas are true is if that baby was born naturally. But if the baby was a Yotze Daifin, Rav Shimon argues. Shimon says, no, even a Yotze Daifin. Oh, so you see, Rav Shimon holds that a Yotze Daifin is a Vlad Ma'ayah. But the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan said, Moidei Rav Shimon, Lin Yekachim Shenei Kadosh. Rav Yechanan said, Rav Shimon only said his halacha with regards to a regular Yotze, like a Yoyledes. But in Hilchas Kachim, he agrees that there's something that a Yotze Daifin is possible to be a carbon. So if a Yotze Daifin is possible to be a carbon, it should be possible to be a paraduma. If you're telling me that there's a halacha, that a paraduma is treated like a carbon. Yet, Rav Shimon Machshas, how do you understand this? The Gemara says, you're right. El Shani, par, you have to give a different text. Really, the paraduma is Bedek HaBayis. If it's Bedek HaBayis, there's no halacha of Chatas Kari Rachmana. The kash is, why is it so poshut in our sugyo that if the animal was Revei or Nirva, it's going to be possible. Shani, par, how you mum possible? Because meaning we know that the paraduma that had a mum, Pasuk says right in the beginning of paraduma had to be tmimo asher ein ba mum. That's the first pasuk. Once a mum is possible, dvar erva v'avodah zara nami possible. At that point, if this animal was once used for dvar erva or for avodah zara, it's also going to be possible. How do you know that? Dichsiv, because the pasuk when it talks about the halachos of mumin, it says miyad ben necher lo sakrivos lechem elokecha mikol eloki moshchasim bahem mumbam. So the pasuk is talking about the psul mum by a carbon. Loyi ratzu lachem. It says mashchasam. That's miloshen hashchasa, miloshen mushchis, and it says mumba. The tanit v'Rabbi Shmuel kamach shem hashchasa in advar erva avodah zara. Where it says the word hashchasa means either arayos or avodah zara. How do you know that? Var erva dechsev ki hishchus kol baser starkei alo aretz. That's the beginning of Parshas Noach. V'avodah zara dechsev pentashchison v'asisam lochem peso v'aparanami. Thus, the pasuk when it tells me about the mum, it says mashchasam bohem mumba. So we compare mum to hashchasa. What does hashchasa mean? It means avodah zara and dvar erva, gili arayis. By a para, you find that a mum is possible. Has to be a para aduma tmima asher ein ba mum. So hayo la mum paisel ba dvar erva v'itzchama pasli ba dvar erva and avodah zara are going to be possible as well. Exhale. So before we go weiter, just a few ha'aris. So we have over here a halacha regarding para aduma, that a para aduma that was sodomized, the animal was used for Dvar Erva, Reveya, Nirva, the halacha is that the animal is going to be apostles. Machlikas, Rebbelezer, and the Chachamim, based on that, are you allowed to buy an animal from Rebbe Chachamim, use that animal now as the Parah Aduma, or you're not allowed to do that? Rebbelezer, it's Chayesh Reveya. Rebbelezer, according to Apollos, is the Tan of our Mishnah, that said, as a result, you have to be concerned that maybe this animal is a Nirva. If it's a Nirva, you can't use it as a Parah Aduma. Thus, the halacha is you cannot buy an animal from Rebbe Chachamim and use it for a Parah Aduma. Chachamim said you can, because the Chachamim are the Tana of the Tosefta that says mishum reveu mishum nerva. As Rapada said, and the Tana that Tosefta is the Chachamim. Thus, we have a machlokes whether we are chayish, but everybody agrees. If we knew for sure the animal was nirva, the animal was reveya, you would not be able to use it for a paraduma. The Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara said, why? L'chura, the paraduma was kachav et gavayis. So why is an animal that was reveya or nirva any worse than eitzim and avonim? Where do you find anywhere that kachav et gavayis should have these halachas? Bishloim, a kachav is bech, it's going to be brought as a carbon. So if it's something that can't be used as a carbon, the hektish is never even chal, this psulim. But for bedek abayis, what's the big deal? And the Gemara essentially gave two terutzim. First, the Gemara said that even though the paraduma was kachav is beach, it was kachav et gabayis, but the pasuk refers to it as a chatos, and even though chatos doesn't mean that, but the word chatos in other contexts means carbon chatas, therefore it takes on halachas of a carbon, and just like a carbon can't be a nivis, can't be a nivra as well. The Gemara said, if that's the case, Yitzhak Daifin should be possible, and Rab Shimon's mach should be Yitzhak Daifin. The Gemara said, I hear. The Gemara said, I have another teretz, because there's a hekdish between anything that's called hashchosa and mum. Hashchosa is by the zara and dvar erva. Mum is possible by paraduma, thus dvar erva, as in reva the nirva, is going to be possible by paraduma as well. So the Gemara entertained the tzad that maybe the reason is the psul nirva in our sugya is because of chatas kai rachmana, but the Gemara was daichid because Reb Shimon, stating that the Gemara and the Rishonim in different places in Shas use this halacha, this idea of chatas kai rachmana, to teach me many different halachas. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that you aren't allowed to use an animal that's a treifa for a parah aduma. Why not? Chatas kai rachmana. Even though a person can be makdish a treifa, you can take an animal that's treifa, give it kedushas bedek abayis, which is essentially all the parah aduma was, but chatas kai rachmana. And kachem is beach, there's a psul treifa. So by the parah aduma, there's going to be a psul treifa as well. There's a mishnah, mesechtes parah, that says that if the kohen had a machsheva shaloi lishma while he was bringing the parah aduma, it would pass on. Why? Chatas kai rachmana. Zvachim daf beizam and al. Brisk 101. Kala zvachim, all karbonos, a kosher shaloi lishma, except for a chatas and a pesach. I mean, a chatas kari rachmana, the parah aduma is viewed as a chatas. If it's viewed as a chatas, this halacha shaloi lishma is going to be possible. The Gemara in Yumad HaPesim and Aleph discusses, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Parah as well, that the parah aduma had to be brought tzofin. There was a din tzofin. Because chatas, which is kachi kadashim, shchitasim v'tzofin, everything had to be done tzofin. That's in Ezel Mekoyman, that you say in Karbunas. So it had to be tzofin. So too, the parah aduma, there was a din tzofin. The halacha of shivas yomim koydim yom hakipurim that you have by the Kohen Gadol, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, Lishkas Parhedrin, you had this by the parah aduma as well. And it's related to this idea that there's some avoida taking place over here. Even though it's not avoida, it's not. It's a seder of Tahira. But it doesn't matter. Chatas kai rachmana, we look at it as there being some sort of avoida. It's interesting. The Mishnah, Masechta Shkolim, says, Daf Yud Amud Beis, that the parah aduma was financed. They had to pay a lot of money for the parah aduma. So where did the Chum get this money from? So there was like a parlor meeting, a special event we're going to raise. That's not how it worked. What they used to do is they used to take the money that they had collected from the Machzis HaShekel, and the Machzis HaShekel was used to finance the parah aduma. Now, what was the Machzis HaShekel really used for? Parshas Shkolim is coming up. What was the Machzis HaShekel used for? The Machzis HaShekel was used for karbonos. Karbonos Sibur. Right? Every single day, the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash would bring karbonos Sibur. They'd bring a carbon Tamid, an oil in the morning, they'd bring another one, Bein Arbayim. Shabbos, they'd bring Musafin, Rosh Chodesh, they'd bring Musafin, Yontif, there were different Kabbalah Tzibur that were brought. But they had to be from the Tzibur. The problem is, how do you make it from the Tzibur? The Tzibur pays for it. But the Tzibur contributed to every single carbon Tamid that was brought, was made up of a pruta that came from every single member of the Tzibur? Of course not. That is, the answer to that question is the Machzis HaShekel. The Machzis HaShekel was collecting from every single yid. As long as you contributed to the Machzis HaShekel, you now somehow got a chelek in every single carbon that was brought, and that's how the karbonos became karbonos Tzibur. The way karbonos became became Karbonos Tzibur was because every single member of the Tzibur contributed to the Karbon. By the way, the Mishnah says in Masechet Tishkom that Noshim were part of Karbonos Tzibur. And based on that, Reb Kveiga brings in a few places, he brings to one of the Kadmoinim that says that Noshim are part of from Davin Tfilas Musaf. Even though it's Machlik is Rambam and Ramban, whether Noshim are Chayv and Tfil and not Chayv and Tfil, it is his Mangarom, it's not his Mangarom, it's Rachmanis, right? Brachas Taf Yates, Brachas Taf Chav, those sugis over there. But really, it's a. But Musaf not. Why Musaf not? Because Tfilas Musaf is connected to the Musafin. Who paid for the Musafin? The Machza Shekel. Noshim didn't have a Chelik in the Machza Shekel. There's also a Chumrah that some people have that somebody that's less than 20 years old shouldn't have a Musaf for the Yomid. Because the Shiloh, what? Who was Chayv and Machza Shekel? Me Ben Esrim. It's Machlik's Mushainim. Some say when you became Bar Mitzvah, some said, just like in Parshas Kisisa, when they collected the Machza Shekel, which was a whole different Machza, but just like that Machza Shekel, you had to be Ben Esrim Shana. Once you're Bar Oinshim, Medine Shemayim, right, that's what the Baal Turim says. Once you're Bar Oinshim, Medine Shemayim, then you get the Kapara from the Machza Shekel. But you don't need the Kapara for the Machza Shekel. So too, someone that's less than 20 years old maybe doesn't have a Chelik in the Musaf, and thus he wouldn't be chayiv in Tfilas Musaf, so he shouldn't go up and he shouldn't have a Musaf. But the bottom line is that what was the purpose of the Machzah Shekel? Was to fund Karbonos Tzibur. You have a Mishnah Shkolim that says that when it came time to buy the Parah Adumi, now they paid for it with the jobs of Tosfos and Masechtas Bava Kama, Perek Meruba, tucked away. The Fayin Tesla asked the Kash, he says, I don't understand. How are you using the Machzah Shekel to buy the Parah Adumi? Parah Adumi is meant for Karbonos Tzibur. You can't use it for the Zok Tosfos. It's true. The Parah Adumi wasn't a carbon, it wasn't Musafin, but if somebody was Tamei Tumas Meis, could he now do the... I'd say a Kohen is Tamei Tumas Meis. The only way for him to be able to do the Avoida, the only way for him to get involved in the Karbonos Tzibur, is if he had to hire from the Parah Adumah. So on some level, it's like an ancillary. It's a Hichitimtza to make the Kohen Ro'i to do the Avoida Tzibur. Thus, you can use the Machzah Shekel, because the Machzah Shekel is meant for Avoida Tzibur, and a Kohen that's Tamei can't do Avoida Tzibur unless he's taught. But if you look in the Taklin Chadatin, it's one of the Mefarshim on Yushalmi on Masech Tishkom. It's written by one of the Talmidei Hagra. And if you look in the Rav Bartanur as well, they say that you know what Pshat is? You know why you're allowed to use the Machzah HaShekel for the Parah Adumah? Because Chatas Kari Rachmana. Even though technically it was better Gabayis, but Lameis at the end of the day, Chatas Kari Rachmana, meaning the Chatas Kari Rachmana, which is like a Karbon Chatas. So even though in our Sugya Pashas you walk away, it looks like there's no such halach of Chatas Kari Rachmana. But no, on some level, so it's interesting. The Parah Adumah is this interesting breed. It's a mixed breed on some level. On the one hand, it's Beda Kabayis. That's what it intrinsically is. But at the same time, there's certain halachas where it gets viewed as Kachem Mizbeach, because even though it's Beda Kabayis, but at the same time, Chatas Karya Rachmana. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samach Amar Aleph. Well, a classic Gemara. The Gemara over there says, Amar Ablevi, Shmoyna Parashi is Nemru B'yem Shukum B'yem Mishkan. So when was Yoyim HaKamas HaMishkan? It was Vayiba Yom HaShmini, which was Rish Chodesh Nisan. So the Echad Ben Nisan, Hukam HaMishka. Reb Levi said there were 8 parashiyos in the Torah that were given on that day. Eluhei. Parashas Kayhanim, Uparashas Leviim, Uparashas Temeim, Uparashas Shiluach Temeim, Uparashas Achrei Mois, Uparashas Shtuye Yayin, Uparashas Neris, and what we need is the last one, Uparashas Parah Adumah. So the Parashah Parah Adumah was given when? It was given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Rashi, Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samach Amud Beis. Why was the Parashah Parah Adumah given on Rosh Chodesh? Why didn't they get the Parashah Parah Adumah earlier? So Rashi says, Lefisha B'yoyim HaMachras, Nisrafa HaPara, Liyais Netarim LePesheim. Because the day afterwards, on Beis Nisan, that was the first time that they were soyrif the Parah Adumah to make the people that were Tamei Tar. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so ready holding Shloshim Yoyim. It's before Pesach to get them Tar, so they should be able to bring the Karbon Pesach. So Rashi, but why couldn't they do it earlier? This is a very lumdish Rashi, a brisker Rashi. The Beinon, because if you look in the pasuk of Parshas Chukas, the Parah Adumah was brought on Hara Mishcha, but there were certain hazois that had to be done with the Parah Adumah, and you know what the pasuk says: V'hiza el noichach pnei oyel moyed. It had to be in the direction of the oyel moyed. Zok Rashi, alumnus. If there's no oyel moyed, then it can't be noichach pnei oyel moyed. And being that there was no mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, how are you going to bring the Parah Adumah? It's true that hakrabah wasn't done in the oyel moyed, but it had to be noichach pnei oyel moyed. I mean that it had to be noichach pnei oyel moyed. You had to have an oyel moyed. There was no chefs of an oyel moyed. There's no chefs of noichach pnei oyel moyed. So the bottom line is, says Rashi, you want to know why there was no Parah Adumah before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? There was no oyel moyed. And the pasuk says, v'yizah el noichach pnei oyel moyed. But I was thinking, you could say even more pashut, and that is based on the first Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. When Be'echad Ba'adir, Mashmian al Ashkolim. Lama Be'echad Ba'adir is the first year Shalmi Masechta Shkolim. Because we want to give the Yidden 30 days to be able to bring the Machzah Sashekel, because the Machzah Sashekel had to be in. What was the date? What was the deadline? It had to be in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Amarav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Truma Salishka Kitchilas. Like the first time that there was a Machzah Hashekel. So the first time the Yidden were ever tired from the Machzah Hashekel was Rosh Chodesh Nisan when they were in the Midbar. Thus, that became the minute every single year the fiscal year, as it related to Machzah Shekel, was always Rosh Chodesh Nisan. 30 days early, Be'echad Ba'adir, Mashmin al Ashkol. So what was the first time they were tired from the Lishon? What was the first time there was a Machzah Shekel? The first time there was a Machzah Shekel was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Memeil, they couldn't bring the Parah Adumah before that. Because the Parah Adumah had to come from the Machzah Shekel. Because it was a carbon tzibur. Because Chatas Kai Rachmana. So if Chatas Kai Rachmana, it had to be brought from the from the Machzah Shekel. There was no Machzah Shekel to Rosh Chodesh Nisan Memeil. It had to be on Beis Nisan or at some point after that, that they were going to be able to read it. By the way, we learned the Gemara together not so long ago. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when Yidden were in Mara, Esa Mitzvahs and Stav Yisrael B'Mara. Shevet Shekibla Oem Leinech, the Shevet Mitzvah Leinech, Vaisifu Aleihem, Dinim, V'Shabbos, B'Kivet Aveim. But you do a Rashi in two places, once is in this week's parasha, but Rashi in two places has a different gersa. Rashi said, you know what the three mitzvahs that the Yidden got in Mara were? Rashi doesn't have kibbutz of aim. Rashi says that when Yidden and Mara, they got three mitzvahs. They got Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinan. Rashi says it in Parshas B'Shalach and the Parsha Mara. He says it in the end of Parshas B'Shpatim as well. So, what were the three mitzvahs? It was Shabbos, it was Parah Aduma, and it was Dinam. So it sounds like the Yidden already got the mitzvah of Paraduma when they were in Mara. So they got the mitzvah of Paraduma in Mara? Or was it one of the Shmoina Parshios? I mean, Rab Levi said, Shmoina Parshios Nemru Biyoim Shokum Ba'amid. It doesn't just say that they never brought the Paraduma before that day. They didn't even have the Parsha of Paraduma before that day. I thought they had it in Mara already. It's a Veltz Kasha. But the bottom line is, a little bit as it relates to Chatas Kariach Mara. I'll just tell you one other interesting Ara as it relates to that. And that is that the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Dav Beza Menal. The context over there is this. Tzad HaShava between Yom Kippur, that's why it's Yom Daf Beis, and Parah Aduma. Shivas Yomim Koydim Yom Kippurim Mafrishim Koyin Gadol Mibeisai Lelishkas Parhedrin. Everyone knows that halacha. What not everybody knows is the Mishnah Masechtas Parah. Shivas Yomim Koydim Sreifas HaParah Hayim Mafrishim Koyin HaSreifas HaParah Mibeisai Lelishkas Al Pnei Habir. So there's a halacha of Shivas Yomim before the Koyin was going to be Sreif the Parah. Marcus says, how do you know that? So they went out from a pasuk. It says, Kasha Asa B'yei Mazet Tziva Hashem Lasois L'chaper Aleichem. And that pasuk is talking say about the Kohen Gadol did Avodah Yom Kippur, and say about the Kohen that was Sreif HaSaparah. So we're asking the Kasha, how do I know the pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur and the Parah? Maybe it's only talking about Yom Kippur. Maybe it's only talking about the Parah. So listen to this pasuk. Bishlei Mekula Krabi Parah Loi Mitukim. The pasuk can't entirely be talking about the Parah. L'chaper Ksiv. U'paro L'abas Kaparah. Because it says L'chaper, and the Parah didn't come the Kaparah. Parah Aduma didn't come the Kaparah. It came for Tahira. It came to make people that were Tommy Thomas Mace not be Thomas Mace. Posh, right? Fake the Shagasar, yeah, in Gvura Sari, right there, Yuma Daf Beis Amar Aleph, a bomba kasha. The Gemara says, in the Sechtes Moi Kotten Daf Chofches Amar Aleph, Omer Avami, Lama Nismacha Mises Miriam, the Parashas Parah Aduma. Why is Mises Miriam written in the Torah next to the Parashas Parah Aduma? Loi Melucho, Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes, just like the Parah Aduma was Mechaper, Af Misos and Shal Tzadikim Mechaperes, so too Mises Tzadikim was Mechaper. Who wants from Matisyo? Shlita. He said at a Levaya, he said, why Parah Aduma? Why did you pick the Parah Aduma? The Parah Aduma, that's the example. I mean, it's Pekoshi of carbon. So we use the Parah Aduma as the example that Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes Af Misasan Shal Tzadikim Mechaperes. He said, because the Parah Aduma Zois Chukas HaTorah. It's the mitzvah that we don't understand. Sometimes a person dies, a good person, a tzaddik. We don't understand it. It's a chayk. It's Zois Chukas HaTorah. That's the tifkeit in the hekesh between Parah Aduma and Misas Tzadikim. That just like Parah Aduma is Zois Chukas HaTorah. So too, Misa Tzadikim, sometimes we have to accept it, even though it's something that we can't understand. But Frank, the Shai, the Sari, what's going on over here? I thought this is Gemara, Yumidah, Bezam, and Aleph, that the part didn't come to Kapar, which, by the way, is what we think. It's coming to Taira. How do you reconcile? How do you give Zechanetzah with this? The emphasis is that Tosis already says, where do you find that the Par Aduma was Mechaper? But where do you find the Par Aduma was Mechaper? It's a Rashi in Parshas Chukas. Rashi brings from a Moshe Darshan that said that even though the Par Aduma is a Chayk, but really there's an element of mishpat in it, and that is Moshele ben Shifcha shetinech paltin shamalach. The son of the Shifcha who hung out in the king's palace, he once made a mess. Amru, so the king said, Tava imay v'takanech esatzay. His mother's a Shifcha. Let her come and let her clean up her son's mess. Kach tavay para v'techapra le'egel. The Yidden brought the eagle. They need a kapara on the eagle. The para aduma is the mother of the eagle. Right, the parah is the eagle's mother. Let the parah come and let it be mechaper on the eagle. So you see already it's a mechaper. Taisa says that's what the Gemara means in my gut and daf chav ches amid aleph. But the problem is, which one is it? Is Yuma daf beis amid aleph that we look at the parah aduma as if it's not balakah parah? Or is it my gut and daf chav ches amid aleph? We look at it as it is balakah parah. So Shagasari says a chiddush. The first parah aduma ever brought, that came with kapara. That's this Rashi in Parashas Chukas. And that's why there is some drosha that the Gemara can bring on chav ches amid aleph and my gut. Every other parah from that point on, that didn't come like a part of that, only came from the Torah. But the Marsha and Chedush Agod, he asked the Kasha as well. So the Marsha, you know what the answer is to this enigma, this contradiction? It's the same contradiction that you find throughout Shas. And that is that on the one hand, the Parah Adum is Kachi Veda Gabayas. But at the same time, Chatas Kari Rachman, Atudos is the Teretz to the Stira. It's true, Yumad HaBeis Amin Aleph. It's Kachi Veda Gabayas. It's Bala Tahaira. It's not Bala Kapara. But it's also true, Maikot Nuchav Ches Amin Aleph. What's also true is that on some level, Chatas Kari Rachmana, I mean the Chatas Kari Rachmana, we could look at it as a Mechaper, and we'll pick up on this note tomorrow.